This is crazy. They shouldn't be giving this to kids in school.
She says her eighth grade son, who attends the charter schools of Boynton Beach, was given these printed Lil Wayne lyrics for his song 6 Foot 7 Foot as a homework assignment. The teacher's instructions, according to Guzman, underline examples of figurative language.
I'm uncomfortable reading any of this.
From F-bombs and racial slurs to sexually charged innuendos and just plain violence. The lyrics of the Lil Wayne song so foul, we can hardly air any of it. 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 Any of it.
Any of it. Welcome to the Hip Hop Digest Show. It's your man, DJ King Killer.
And don't forget about your boy, Kurt G.
And E-Color couldn't make it, although E-Color was in the lab.
Yeah, let me give a short story on this. I'm just getting back on a flight. I lost my cell in Florida. And I got back here. And I had no way of contacting niggas, let them know that I was on the way. I was running a little late because I got the problems. At the fucking airport, I had problems.
Fucking
at the hotel where I parked my whip.
I had the problems. National Airport sucks anyway. But
niggas
anyway,
trying to double charge me. I wasn't going for it, so I got to go back up there and get these niggas. But anyway, I'm here, and I apologize to Mr. Egree for coming over here and wasting his time. But we'll see you next week, my brother.
So no doubt, it's one of them late night, early mornings. Congratulations, E Color's daughter. Had a 16th birthday party, and junk ran late, so, you know. But we made it anyway, so it's a two-man crew, me and Kurt G, so we're going to give you what we give you.
Yes, sir.
No doubt. Anyway, right after that, first topic on the Hip Hop Digest is teacher suspended for assigning Lil Wayne lyrics as homework, as you heard in the intro. So, hip hop being discussed on college campuses are kind of on a regular. You know, you study Tupac lyrics, you study Biggie's lyrics, you know, Ten Crack Commandments,
Jay-Z.
For a business class, Jay-Z.
We called him by his real name.
You know, a corporate.
Yes.
You know, for those new members who may not understand the lingo.
Right.
Harvard University, you know, Brown University, Ivy League, you know. But it's different when you're breaking down Public Enemy lyrics or Tupac lyrics at a university setting versus the dumbass teacher who feels like she gonna pull out Lil Wayne 6 foot seven and give it to elementary school kids.
Eighth graders.
I mean, eighth graders?
Yes.
Either way, it's inappropriate, dumbass. So the teacher's suspended. She should be fired for being a dumbass.
Well, B, I'm going to give her, almost giving her a pass.
Really?
Only for this. I almost understand where she was coming from, because these kids is probably, she hears that, as Evie calls it, the snakes coming out of the beats. And she's like, what kind of music are they into? And so she's probably trying to get to them on their level.
B.
To get them to learn something. Even though, like, I'm agreeing with you that it's stupid, that she shouldn't have done it. But I'm understanding where she was coming from with it, where she was trying to connect with them on their level. Because even though the parent was tripping, your son listens to the vulgar language.
No doubt.
On those rap records.
Right, no doubt. I mean, the parent was frogging. Actually, it's funny. Most parents.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Be frogging.
Y'all didn't frogging when you know your kid's listening to this shit.
So, you know, and we've done a few parties in our day, and we've done, as of late, a lot of Sweet 16s.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, you know, shout to E-Color. He had a pretty clean playlist.
But most of these kids?
But hold up, B. But there were some things that was slipping through.
Sliding through the cracks.
Make some things, some cuss, some F-bombs and everything else is slipping through. So, first of all, the mom is fronting. But this is what I'm going to disagree with. If I'm a teacher, and I'm a music teacher, I'm going to try, and if I'm doing music appreciation, I'm going to say, okay, we're going to listen to Lil Wayne 6 foot seven instrumental.
Right.
And we're going to talk about
arts teaching.
Right. Drum programming and bass lines and hi-hats and shit.
Right.
As E-Color calls them, that snake shit, that whatever. But she's, this is lyrics.
Right. So she was going with lyrics because she's a language arts teacher.
And printing the lyrics out.
Right. So she wanted to print them out without the music, and she wanted to teach them about metaphors and similes and stuff.
So the printed lyrics, if you noticed on the broadcast, were not edited out. They edited them on the broadcast when they showed the paper.
Yeah.
So
she didn't. She gave it to him straight.
If Lil Wayne was talking about getting his balls hugged, it was on there.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know the lyrics of 6'7", but I'm sure Lil Wayne was talking about getting his gun smoked.
He was talking about some stuff on there that is not appropriate for kids.
You know, that Ponderosa shit, my nigga.
Oh, you know it.
All that shit.
Take me out to the ball game, my nigga. But you know what it's about. I'm saying she was basically trying to get to them on their level. She know they listen to cuss words. Even though the parents was fronting, their kids is listening to curse words at in the 8th grade. Hell, we was listening to curse words in the 8th grade.
I know, but
so I'm just saying.
Right, it's real. No doubt.
So she was trying to get to them on their level, and it just, that parent decided she was going to put them on blast.
Yeah, indeed. No doubt. So anyway, she's suspended, probably going to end up getting fired.
It depends on how bad it goes. If the parent gets settled in and they say, you know what we're going to suspend her and we're going to calm this down. If not, and they shit, somebody comes in and a Jesse Jackson type, I'm not saying he's going to be there, but if that type of person, a preacher or somebody comes in and decides they're going to add fuel to it, she's out of there.
Yeah, no doubt. Next up, going to Hip Hop Digest is Rick Ross unveils his new album, Mastermind. And he has Young Jeezy on there. Now, we know that they had beef. And the accompanying story that goes along with that is
about Ponderosa.
Is T.I., no doubt. As T.I. is talking about how he ended the Rick Ross and Young Jeezy beef. First of all, I'm going to say this about Ross. I'm going to say it once, I'm going to say it 100 times. Ross is, of his generation, picks better music.
Yes.
Ross's last album, and I know a lot of people out there in the Digest family is not getting down with Ross. And this isn't an endorsement of Ross, but this is just the fact that the matter is that Ross picks better music. And Ross's last album, just like most of Ross's albums, are very listenable, even to snobs.
Yes.
You know,
yes,
if certain snobs like Bagari Black can listen to Macklemore, certainly you can listen to Ross. Now, you may not pick him to listen to.
Right.
But if it's on, it shouldn't be as offensive. Now, he certainly survived all beef and all of that stuff and Officer Ricky and correctional facilities and shit. He survived all of that shit.
Yes, he did.
You know what I'm saying? Real drug dealer names, lawsuits, and, you know, phony Noriega connections, you know. But the poignant to this topic is the ending of beef. And I'm going to tell you why beef is ending. Because there's a change in hip hop. There's a sea change in hip hop.
Oh, there's a sea change?
Yeah, there's a sea change. At the top, you know, or I should say a sea change among moneymakers. Because this is a key thing.
Okay.
You got guys, I'm going to name, like Mac Miller. Mac Miller made a lot of money this year.
Last year,
you know, and he should have, you know, but this is the money that Ross is used to getting. This is the money that Jeezy's used to getting.
Right.
And their money is starting to dry up just a little bit because it's guys like Mac Miller. It's guys like a lot of them TED, them ASAP niggas.
TDE.
Or whatever. You know what I'm saying? It's too early for a nigga. So, I'm dyslexic as it is. You know what I mean? So those young niggas are starting to get that money.
Yep.
That's that money
they're starting to get a piece of that pie.
Right, that's that money that Ross and Jeezy and T.I. himself used to get.
Yeah.
And niggas ain't so quick to be fucking with them niggas like that when they got a new crop of young new niggas.
Right.
To get that money too.
Because the next generation doesn't want to listen to the last generation's music.
No doubt. So certainly I think that's the main reason why, to me, beef was squashed. T.I. on the video alludes to that.
Yes, he talks about the money game. How y'all niggas is fucking up the money.
Right.
Y'all need to not have this shit the way New York fucked they shit up by beefing. We don't want to fuck our shit up by beefing.
Right.
So that's what he was talking about. I got the money, and all you rappers out there can't do it like me. He was bragging a whole lot in that motherfucking
video.
Oh,
man, he was selling.
He was patting himself on the back a lot.
What? No doubt. Funk Flex up there, shitting and grinning.
Oh, my goodness. That nigga looks like a fucking rodeo clown. No. Running around, fucking jumping in barrels and shit. The fuck is that about? I can't stand when these niggas be licking the fucking person they're interviewing's ass.
Oh, yeah, he was shitting and grinning. There's no question about that, so it was...
Funk Flex T.I.
Yeah.
What's good? New York, let's be clear. Stop that.
So anyway, so no doubt. So shout out to all those brothers. I mean, certainly, I hope it works out for them. I guess I hope it works out. You know what I mean? I wouldn't be mad if... I was never a fan of Jeezy anyway. You know what I mean? I wouldn't be mad if he faded. You know what I'm saying? Ross, I could take him or leave him. If he has a hot track, I'm apt to listen to it. If not, fuck it. You know what I mean?
right after you just said he picks better beats.
Well, I'm just saying.
Take him or leave him.
By and large, no doubt.
Next, by default.
Indeed. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is, again, this is a family reunion of sorts.
Okay.
Young Buck talks possibly working with Tony Yayo. So now you got Tony Yayo and Young Buck, who by 50's orders should be blood enemies.
Yes, they should be.
They should be. But, again, 50 ain't getting that money like he used to. So 50 ends up on a track with Fat Joe. So you got Young Buck, now he's possibly hooking up with Game, and then you got Tony Yayo around the peripheral. The old G-Unit, when they get the original G-Unit band back together. So you really get the original G-Unit. But again, money is starting to dry up.
That put it like this, 50's making money outside of rap, but that rap money is pretty much dried up.
It's pretty dried up for all of those guys.
Well, 50 was the head of the snake, so his head pretty much is severed.
Well, indeed, but I'm just saying, opportunities for these guys are starting to drive. Again, J. Cole is on tour, Big Crit on tour all year.
The difference is that all those guys, and to the corporate's credit, he made sure that J. Cole stood on his own. He didn't want to be on a bunch of features, on a bunch of this, and being part of this so niggas would attach him to the corporate.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? He didn't want to be he let this nigga stand on his own and do you.
Right.
Unlike that G-Unit shit, them niggas was on everybody, damn near every cut. You had either Yayo and Banks or 50 and Banks or 50,
Yeah,
all three
real.
Of them together. So
right.
Them niggas was intertwined. They were all together. So you never could see them niggas standing on their own because 50 was in there almost like a Puff. I'm going to get a little bit of that money getting on a record with you niggas.
No doubt. But the point being is that now it's funny. I guess when all them niggas had a little bit of money in their pocket, I guess they felt they were bigger.
Oh, yeah.
Than what they really are.
When you're at the top, the head's extra blown.
Yeah, exactly.
But that shit fizzles.
So here we are. Really we're working on at least a minimum of at least 8 to 10 years later. Now niggas is saying, I want to get on the track with niggas. I want to fuck with niggas. Mm-hmm. I want to hook up with niggas. It's ridiculous. Well, I'm not saying it's ridiculous, but it's just going to show you, as long as we've been doing the digest, we always talk about, or we have been talking about, I wonder what it's going to be like when these cats hit their ceiling.
Right.
Now that the cats have hit their ceiling and look like they on the downstroke.
Oh, yeah. These niggas.
Is Fat Joe, one of the parties I mentioned earlier, is he going to return to DITC? Is he going to want to return to his roots to try to get back? You know what I'm saying? Because I don't know if that shit with Wiz Khalifa working for him.
Wiz is still making a little bit of money out here, so Fat Joe wants to be connected to that.
No doubt, but I'm just saying, but is it working really for Fat Wiz making money? Joe.
Connection, nigga, you're an old head.
Young Buck, probably bankrupt, coming out of a long prison situation, What's hooking up with Tony Yayo going to do for him?
Nothing.
What's hooking up with Game going to do for him?
Probably nothing. Because that Titanic is sunk. It's gone. I want that old thing back.
Right, no doubt. Shout to Smalls. So no doubt. So anyway, next up go to Hip Hop Digest is Nas performing Illmatic in its entirety at, how you pronounce that shit?
Coachella.
You know I'm dyslexic as it is. And also there's an Illmatic documentary dropping. And the copy says Nas fully understands the historical scope of Illmatic's impact. And, you know, and goes on and talked about that. And Nas himself says, well, Illmatic, I didn't even think about it. I just did it. You know, and so
that's the way hip hop used to be. Niggas wasn't in there thinking about BDS spins and all kinds of bullshit, first week numbers and all that shit. Niggas just made fucking records because that's what they was feeling at the time.
So anyway, it's funny you said that numbers. When we were watching that T.I. thing, and the first thing Funk Flex said is, Angie Martinez, T.I. setting records.
Over a million views.
A million.
Like, nigga, that's what make you hot now? Over a million views?
No doubt.
Don't care if the music sucks, as long as it get a million motherfuckers to click on it.
So anyway, but back to Nas, where you were saying niggas talking about BDS spins and all this industry talk. Nas also has a 20th anniversary edition that's just basically going to have Illmatic remixed. And I think, first of all, is better than the original.
Oh, it can't be.
And I've heard of plenty of Illmatic remixes, but nothing, first of all, is better than the original. No disrespect to anyone who's done their level best to remix it, but... Yeah. That is a classic among classics.
Yes.
It's a type of album where any young guy wanting to really say, oh, I'm trying to understand what the history is, why these old heads go so hard on shit.
Right.
Well, go ahead and listen to Illmatic and then listen to your favorite guy. I'm not saying that's going to replace your favorite guy.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But hopefully Illmatic will give you a sense of...
Yeah, because just listen to the lyrics.
Well, the lyrics alone.
Right. Your favorite rapper more than likely has nowhere near that skill level.
Well, your favorite rapper, I can pull out at least a half dozen guys who sound like your favorite rapper anyway.
They all sound the same.
So
same beats.
Right.
Same rhyme flow. Same every fucking thing. Same fucking tempo. It's nasty the way this shit sounds now.
No doubt. And so here we are in Nas. Nas is another guy who racks up, here we go, a 20-year career. You know what I'm saying?
Goes in.
No doubt. So congratulations to Nas.
Your favorite rapper is lucky as he gets 20 months.
Indeed. No doubt. So congratulations to Nas. No doubt about that. So next topic on the Hip Hop Digest, and this is actually kind of surprising. EMC, which consists of Master Ace, Strickland, Punchline, and Wordsworth, signed a new deal with Penalty Sony Red. And Sony, obviously, they're not on Sony proper, but it is surprising the fact that somebody with a major label distribution is going to sign EMC.
I think what you said a few shows back, maybe niggas are starting to get that feeling back. Where niggas is starting to reach and say, you know what? Like you said, Ebro had cats in his
folder. Yeah.
I think labels are starting to get cats in their folder. Let me put a few cats, underground cats, and get that feel. Just in case niggas start liking that shit again, this next generation might be like, man, I'm feeling that.
So they got niggas ready to pull out.
They got niggas ready on deck, waiting, just in case.
No doubt. So Master Ace goes on to say that I see the signing as a real turning point in the direction of underground hip hop. And now we'll see it being viewed by the masses. So certainly if Sony or Penalty or whoever's involved in the EMC production and they release a new single, guess what? If Sony calls up them motherfuckers at YouTube, guess what's going to be put on Front Street?
EMC.
Maybe the EMC. You know what I'm saying?
If they call up these Ebro types, put it in rotation.
Hey,
guess what it's going to be?
It might be in rotation.
It's going to be there because them niggas like to lick a little nuts.
Oh, yeah.
They're not going to want to piss Sony off. I mean, if Sony say play it.
Right. It's not a lot of labels. Right. It's not a lot of labels out there, but it's just a lot of conglomerates. But Sony's a conglomerate. And then if they call Ebro or YouTube or VTube or any of these other tubes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So congratulations to EMC. I enjoyed their last album. You know, that's real hip hop right there anyway.
Oh, yeah.
No doubt. So next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is your man, King Killer, the two records. It's me and Kirk G came across this morning.
Yes.
So the first record that we came across this morning is Lil Mouse featuring Lil Durk and Young Scooter, My Team Remix.
You sure his name not Lil Scooter?
or well, it just says Lil Mouse, Lil Durk. Oh, Young Scooter.
Young Scooter. Okay.
Yeah, I told you. It's too early.
Yeah, I know his name's Young Scooter, okay. But I thought it would be Lil because you got all these different Lils on there.
I just went, I got started in Lil and then I got blind to the fact.
No, you said it right. Oh. I was just trying to be funny.
That's real. So anyway, I'm listening to this record. First of all, this Lil Mouse motherfucker, first of all, he's on the mic and he sound like he's 10.
He might be 10 and a half, maybe
and
11.
As a young nigga who voice ain't changed yet, the first thing he talking about is pulling out a large gun and spraying it. Did he say 40 cal?
40 cal. Brrr.
Yeah, I mean, so yeah, in the background, you hear all the... Brrr, brrr, and with various lyrics talking about laying niggas down. You know, I'm saying to myself, damn, yo. I mean, it's not that I'm surprised, but I guess I'm always astonished how many times can a young... pubescent, if I'm not even pronouncing that shit right.
Pubescent
motherfucker talk about pulling out automatic guns and laying niggas down. Now, you said he's a young nigga from Chicago.
Chicago niggas, B. And the sad part about it is it's 10, 11, 12-year-old niggas, little niggas in Chicago that's pulling out weapons and shooting at people and killing people. That's the sad part about it. Because it's like, I don't understand it. I wish I had got the name of the documentary I watched about the ball player from Chicago.
Oh, you're talking about the 30 for 30, Benji.
Benji, yes. And how, what stuck out to me is his mother and them was trying to get the violence shut down back then in the 80s.
Right.
When he was killed, trying to shut down violence, and they didn't get any backing from the large political set to actually try to make this happen. Because I'm thinking if they had done that back then, Chicago would be a whole lot better now. If they had actually went full bore on it and shut it down back then, it wouldn't be as bad as it is now.
Well, first of all, they couldn't. And that Benji 30 for 30 is excellent. Went to school with R. Kelly and who was the kid who played for the Orlando Magic? It's too early, ain't it?
Yes, it is.
So anyway, but...
Nick.
Yes.
I forgot his name, Nick something.
But in any case, but Lil Mouse featuring Lil Durk and Young Scooter, My Team Remix. It's just not, you know, it's a typical, you know, trap beat or ratchet or whatever you call that shit.
Whatever you want to call that shit is just...
And niggas, it ain't really saying nothing. You know what I'm saying?
Just more of that.
I guess I wonder, when you get on the Dick Ride blog and then they posting this shit.
It's like, do they listen to it first? Or they just put it up there because they think that it's just going to get a few views?
I
can't see how you can listen to that shit and actually think that there's any type of redeeming value to this shit.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'm scratching my head and, you know, really right now it's funny for me. I'm at a loss for words because it's like, yo, all of this shit, and I know I'm sounding like a fogey.
Oh, we are fogies, B.
I know I'm sounding like a fogey, but all of this shit, I can't be imagining that it all is the same. Given the fact that I remember my mother saying that all of the shit that I listened to was different. Now, to me, there's a distinct difference between Public Enemy and Ultra Magnetics and De La Soul. Now, maybe my mom doesn't have the gravitas, and I'm wondering, damn, am I getting to the age where I don't have the gravitas to tell the difference between any of these Lils and Keith Chief and Migos?
There is pretty much not too much difference.
I would like the digest to weigh in, you know, because I did listen to it, and I heard exactly what he said. He talking about pulling out an automatic weapon and laying niggas down. Keith Chief talking about automatic weapons and laying niggas down.
Chicago.
Migos is talking about pulling out weapons and laying niggas down while they in the trap. I mean, I hear that summary in just about all the cuts. Or talking about how... the local girl's gonna blow him and his man and gonna like it. I hear that narrative.
I can already kill this argument now.
Okay, I'm listening.
There is no difference. There is no difference, B. There is no discernible difference, B. Because if you're listening to it...
Not a dime damn bit of difference.
Not even a fucking, fucking frog's hair's difference, B. There's none. This shit, it's
Kermit, my nigga.
Hell yeah. It's nasty, B. It's just, they all rap the same over the same beats. I said that shit earlier. All of them sound the same, so there is no difference. Nobody's trying to... I can hear Gangster in L.A. and hear M.O.P. in New York and hear the difference. Even though they might be talking about the same shit.
Right.
L.A. Gangster shit, but there's a difference. You hear the difference. The difference was the music.
Oh, certainly there's a musical
difference.
There's
a musical difference.
There's a stylistic difference.
Exactly.
You know?
These cats, they talking the same shit, but they over the same beats, probably produced by the same nigga. All of these motherfuckers. So there is no difference.
Yeah.
There's none.
Indeed. Well, certainly, I think the toolbox of the producers are all similar. They're all computer generated. They're all...
They all got the same
right,
programs.
They all got the same program. So the toolboxes... are very the same, where I guess in our era the toolboxes, if you had an MP, you might have had an MP, but the production style, it depended on what record you was digging,
whatever you was sampling,
right,
made it sound different,
whatever. So I don't know, man. I know I'm a fogey, but I just like, wow.
Yeah, ain't nothing wrong with my ears, nigga.
So anyway,
when I hear bad rap, I know it.
So anyway, the next record that we came across was the M.O.P. Meacham Mobb Deep Street Certified. I don't see anything, I don't myself personally, special about the record. I listened to the record. I mean, to say I like the record, it just didn't blow me in either direction. Now, I love when M.O.P. rhymes.
Right.
They have the voice.
You can't mistake those
is,
voices.
Is so distinctive.
Yes.
You're not going to mix them up with anybody else.
No.
So,
not.
You know.
But that's when niggas wanted to be different and wanted to sound different. They didn't want to sound like somebody else.
No doubt. So about the record itself, I mean, maybe the Hip Hop Digest family can dig into it and, you know, tell me what I'm missing. But it really didn't blow me away.
I heard the cut. It was pretty mediocre.
Right.
The production anyway.
And maybe that's what it was. I thought the production was mediocre. Indeed. So anyway, next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is Cocaine. And I mean the rapper Cocaine from Ruthless Records calls out Ice Cube for doing something wrong and foul with the NWA movie.
Ooh.
So they say Ice Cube is going in into full production or close to full production on the NWA movie, which niggas like us been waiting around for, you know, years.
So they gave him permission to do that. Even after No Vaseline?
Well, again, beef has been squashed.
Okay, well, that's a good thing.
So apparently beef has been squashed. Cocaine claims that no one from Ice Cube or his production team contacted the following personnel above the law. Eazy-E's children. Fellow NWA members MC Ren, DJ Yella.
Okay, now that's wrong.
Okay, JJ Fad. And other people who were on the label who probably had poignant things that they could say. If you're really talking about, and I know the movie's about NWA.
That's where I was going. It's about NWA. And if Cube was there from the beginning of NWA, he knows what the hell was going on.
Yeah, but you know
but
what?
You cannot all do it without Ren and Yella.
Yeah, but
you can't do it.
But all of these other people were around.
They were around,
you know, because
but the movie's not about. It's not about Ruthless Records. It's about
NWA. But what he's saying is that there's some background things that you need to know. If you're doing a movie on NWA, you might want to interview Cocaine because he was writing a lot of lyrics.
Right.
And he was in the lab.
Okay.
So was JJ Fad. Obviously, Yella and Ren, you know, above the law. And there's a lot of people involved.
But I understand that. There's a lot of people involved. But you're talking about somebody that was there in the beginning that knows the story, that knows that Cocaine and these niggas wrote lyrics and knows that everybody did that. So he already knows what they did. So to ask them something is like, why am I asking you when I already know what you did?
Okay, but I think what Cocaine is saying is that, and he's not dissing Ice Cube. He's just saying that, you know, in order for this to, in his opinion, to come through fully, when you got
authentic,
a bunch, right, to be 100% authentic, you got writers. Ice Cube is hiring writers. Okay,
right.
They have an outline, but now they're writing the story on maybe how they met, how they got together, and they may miss some certain things.
Right, because you need. I understand that. Okay, to be right about the shit and to make it fair and kumbaya like, yeah, he should have went and got everybody that was involved,
well,
and said, okay, I'm gonna sit down and get a story from everybody, and then we're going to put this together, and we're going to break this down and edit it and get it all set up.
And this is what I'm saying. Ice Cube also has the way in entertainment value, and there may be some ugly things.
Well, you know they're going to put the ugly things in there.
You think?
Because that's what sells the movie. Niggas going to want to see some controversy.
Hmm.
They're going to know how Cube left. They want to know how all that happened.
No doubt.
They're going to want to hear the backstory on that. Mm-mm. So he's going to have to put that in there.
Right.
But to not have Ren and Yella, if he didn't contact them, then I'm saying that's dead wrong. Because how you not going to bring them in to get their story on how they came to the group and how what their perspective was? Because they're part of NWA.
Right. So anyway, all the people that I mentioned, Coke, including Cocaine himself, are all them. Now they're getting together to quote unquote put out the real story of the Compton Crew's history. So Ice Cube saying basically, I'm not in contact. And so all of those people I mentioned, JJ Fad, Yella, Ren, Big Hutch from Above the Law, Cocaine, probably some other people who are on the label,
right,
are going to all get together and tell their story on what is the real story versus
the film. So they're going to do a documentary-like thing?
Maybe. You don't even know if that shit's going to come out. You know what I mean?
The only way it's going to come out is they do a documentary.
Right, exactly.
Then they can put it out themselves.
Right. So I don't know how that's going to go or, you know, but he's just voicing his opinion that he thinks the movie is going to be light on facts.
Well, yeah. It probably will be light on facts because it's coming from his perspective. Most of this is going to be from Q's perspective on how he saw things.
Indeed. So no doubt. So I'm assuming that it's probably Cube and probably Dre.
Dre's definitely.
Probably involved in that. Maybe the other members. But you're right. You at a minimum, you needed to get Ren and Yella.
Definitely.
At a minimum.
At a minimum. Without them, I can't even see how you can even call this NWA movie.
No doubt. No doubt. So anyway, we getting Kurt G all set up here for the albums of the week. And again, I want to extend the congratulations to E Color's daughter, 16th birthday party. Congratulations.
Oh, yeah. Congratulations,
no
Taylor.
Doubt. So go in.
Yes. This is one of the things that I had on my phone and I lost. So I had to go to my backup plan. Reaching for my backup. All right. This week has been brought to you by Mellow Music Group.
Oh.
Both albums off of Mellow Music Group. You got Mandala Volume 1, Polysonic Flows, and Mandala Volume 2, Today's Mathematics. Now, I personally think Today's Mathematics Volume 2 is better than Volume 1, but Volume 1 is no slouch.
Indeed.
Both albums are nice. And our instrumental album this week is Iris Crash Landing.
Indeed.
Yes.
Hey, yo, I'm proud of that, yo.
You brought something to the table, my nigga. You inspired me because I get all these instrumentals any damn way. So it's like, well, let me just start posting these shits.
That's what's up, yo. No doubt. Anyway, getting back, I tell you what. I heard an Odyssey off the one Odyssey instrumental.
That Odyssey cut's going to be at the end of this show.
Oh, it's awesome. That is awesome. So that's what's good. So, you know, on behalf of myself, E Color, Kurt G, we gone next week.
One.
Bitches. 1, 2. A 1, 2. Turn my headphones up a little bit more. Even though I don't need it, it just always sounds cool to say that shit. Hands up for the real hip hop. Shouts out to all my real hip hop heads. Real hip hop is still here. We ain't going nowhere. Fuck that whack shit. My conditioning is Mike Tynes. Teams with custom auto, pure animal, flammable. No Don King and pre Robin Givens. No bitches getting my dollars. Setting up a trust fund for my daughter to put her through college. So she ain't never put through what I was put through, I promise. No facade. I'm really your god. You fucking frauds. Really gotta pay homage. I sit with revolutionaries, killer scholars, and prophets. Build knowledge with old timers. Freedom fighters, iconic. I'm a real nigga. Fuck your Twitter hip hop topics. Ain't dropped the album yet, and I can jet to the tropics. Put that in your gossip. No squad, no bodyguards when I move through the streets. A butcher nigga, I rap with my own beef. One life, one love, one God. Of course I go for dolo. Ghetto superstars make time for fans to slap hands and take photos. And still got my fofo. Don't make me act, attack, clapping black like Yaffa Kodo. You on point, homie.
All the time, homie.
Is you on point, dog?
All the time, dog.
Is you on point, nigga?
All the time, nigga.
Well, then grab the microphone and let your words rip. You on point, homie.
All the time, homie.
Is you on point, dog?
Yeah, all the time, dog.
Is you on point, nigga?
All the time, nigga.
So play the resurrector and give the dead some life.
Huh. Bullseye bitches, target in my eye, I'ma burn you like Blair Witches. Niggas swear they hot and they bumping like bad itches. Bloodbath, if you throw me in batches with whack niggas, I'm a murderer. You can send a message through the courier. Express ain't no stress when you dress to be inferior. Switching up they top five, this is they made earlier. And I'm just having fun, eating rappers quite curvier. The yesteryear, I bet you can cry me a river. Charge of the game, fill up on names like playing rivers. Snow here where I grew up, Raleigh where my star form. Worldwide to they eye, they calling me the new sun. Shine on them, burn, put they ashes in pine box. 6 feet deep between Nina and Matlock. Always on point, Kyrie, I can handle that. Tribe on cue, dog, I leave how we hitting back. Woke up to the light burning Mandarin orange. Wake your ass up and say you gotta live to be born. Just mastering storms, I'm Skylar Diggins. Just a small draft of what they class acidic rap, nigga.
You on point, homie.
I'm on point, homie.
It's you on point, dog.
I'm on point, dog.
It's you on point, nigga.
I'm on point, nigga.
Well, then grab the microphone and let your words rip. You on point, homie.
I'm on point, homie.
It's you on point, dog.
I'm on point, dog.
It's you on point, nigga.
I'm on point, nigga.
So play the resurrector and give it this light.
Nowadays, they so mad at success. They willing to just ruin the whole rap experience. Never once considering the fact they lack the fact shit. Delirious, delusional. That's why the accolades eluding you. Booty ass rappers with your garbage ass booty poop flows that don't mean shit. Little loser ass clown, stay down. You'll never understand winning. And I don't give a fuck if you was in from the beginning. Cause for real, there's OGs and old fools. And most of y'all repping the ladder. We outgrow you like palm trees and weeds. Stay amongst the seeds, you'll never break ground anyway. We put it down any state, any language, cause the people relate to what's banging. Not that old soft ass complaining. If you belong, then you couldn't be moved. But since you're gone, we can only assume the game wasn't for you.
You on point, homie.
All the time, dog.
It's you on point, dog.
Yeah, all the time, dog.
It's you on point, nigga.
All the time, homie.
Well, then grab the microphone and let your words rip. You on point, homie.
All the time, man.
It's you on point, dog.
Yeah, all the time, man.
It's you on point, nigga.
All the time, dog.
So play the resurrector and give the dead some life.
Slow pace in a fast lane with no brakes. I'm on a mission to Mars, just trying to be light years ahead by far. It's so great at what I do, you can't fake on my star. This is true, I'm up nights to nothing nice. And getting loose, you too uptight, forget the noose. Live a little this one time, no second chance. There is no riddle, just punchlines to circumstance. Wish I was joking though, this is what I'm going for. To do it like I'm so-and-so. Cause when you think you special, they come get you off your totem pole. I just keep it low and probing. Do moment to moment though, then most for knowing. Which won't be disclosed until I overdose. Doing it the death for every breath without the roses though. Cause I don't need no help, I'm waking up right on my own. And no, I don't have a limit, I'm just living like the road is closed. Driving at a pace of Cadillacs containing older folks. I'm just trying to keep together whatever can be said. I'm moving through the motion of forever. I tell ya, that nothing has a never. Nothing has a never. Nothing has a never. Nothing has a never. I'm just trying to keep together whatever can be severed. I'm moving through the motion of forever. I tell ya, that nothing has a never. Nothing has a never. Nothing has a never. Nothing has a never. Well, if I could do nothing for something, it would be great. But doing something for nothing is more likely the case. Today we call it freelancing instead of a lack of pay. Listen, I don't give a fuck what you say. Cut the chat, we highly competitive in this state. Cut the neck as we talk to get ahead in this space. Void filling, the noise killing, the solitude. I'm unfamiliar with silence, ain't on my longitude. Ain't one for rising, expanding, cause man, I'm on the move. I'm on a mission to Mars, and my boss is on the moon. Reporting what I'm going through like I'm feeling.
feeling it more than you. Heart of an artist, romanticizing the process as if I feel it the hardest, cause I am always the target, making myself as such, a selfish clutch as I'm grasping the center, me as the duff. Troubles ain't in the bluff and the solve them ain't really tough. I just hope my passion make me go nuts. I'm just trying to keep together whatever can be severed while moving through the motion of forever. I tell ya, that nothing has a never. Nothing has a never. Nothing has a never. Nothing has a never. I'm just trying to keep together whatever can be severed while moving through the motion of forever. I tell ya, that nothing has a never. Nothing has a never. Nothing has a never. Nothing has a never.
Your world, my world, same shit, different day, different shit, same toilet paper, gotta circulate just to keep the water flushing, stove high, fridge cold, cabinets full, clothes clean, quarters for the washing fold. Kids grow bigger so the gear grow, tight and old, inflation trigger so the prices grow. Go figure, bills like Williams and your wills like debt that lives longer than you, collectors never forget, and you're set as set so your child's regrets. Diamond begets, get got for foreclosure threats. These are grown folks' fears swinging over your head. Better that than the water you continue to tread. At a job you continue to dread. Or better yet, they say love your work and never work a day in your life. They say be your own boss and you're doing it right. I say shit, whatever gets you through it at night. Because doctors, dealers, even MCs ponder on all life's complexities, but can't see the forest for the evergreen trees, so they collect leaves. But when collects leave, doctors, dealers, even MCs roll up their sleeves and put in work. You gotta hold on tight just to climb that ladder with your mind on your money. Your money, money matters. Money matters. Money matters. Yeah, money matters. But it's mind over matter, so I'ma live forever now. How about you? Yeah, wanna live better now. Fuck a Coogi sweater now. Gotta say it's cheddar now. Money, cash, bread, dough, rise like geese. Whether you fast or feast, whoever saved the most need least, and vice versa. How you putting things over self and health? You got no time on your watch, no money in your purse. Put your cash down, son, I'm talking about wealth, money, grip. Oh, you working for yours? Well, get it in, let it do what it do. Cause we ain't finna win, let your money work for you. And please know the old money bitch slap new, like the gold that it used to be backed by. Now when we that fly, my people might've mined the gold, but that gold ain't mine, so I'ma say nice try. Better luck next time. You want a long dollar, maybe just invest that dime. Because doctors, dealers, even MCs ponder on all life's complexities, but can't see the forest for the evergreen trees, so they collect leaves. But when collects leave, doctors, dealers, even MCs roll up their sleeves and put in work. You gotta hold on tight just to climb that ladder with your mind on your money. Your money, money matters. Money matters. Money matters. Yeah, money matters. But it's mind over matter, so a lemon to a lime, a lime to a lemon. You fucking with my money, I'ma turn it to a gremlin. A lime to a lemon, a lemon to a lime. Same way the time is money, money is time. I said a lemon to a lime, a lime to a lemon. When you wasting your money, that's the start of your ending. A lime to a lemon, a lemon to a lime. Same way the time is money, money is time. Now you can turn bread to fish and water to wine, but can't turn back a sundial from 10 to 9. You can throw on a throwback and press
rewind, but it'll never be the same sunshine. Looking up long enough, you might just go blind. These are not just rhymes, these are facts. I don't just opine, but if your past keep you from presently planning for the future you were pawned, that'll never see the eighth rank line. I'm trying to raise two queens and protect the king. Since a rook like bishop, I've been doing my thing a night, and I know every game ceases. I'd rather be the hand that moves the pieces, because doctors, dealers, even MCs ponder on all life's complexities, but can't see the forest for the evergreen trees. So they collect leaves, but when collects leave, doctors, dealers, even MCs roll up their sleeves and put in work. You gotta hold on tight just to climb that ladder with your mind on your money. Your money, money matters. Money matters. Yeah, money matters. Money matters. And it's mind over matter like that.
Undefeated like the Chiefs, say peace to my detractors. Not following they lead, I mean, I keep my master so cold when I speak. It make my teeth chatter, stick without the seat. Don't get it mislabeled, 6 cents the dot went and clipped the kid's navel. 6 cents cut deep, can't fix with witch hazel. Dipping in a crown, big little angel with dim halos. Ready to die, throwing lead in your eye. These nigga petty, I'm fatty, they still on steady decline. That fall, still in season, boy, I'm letting them fly. Boom, bye-bye to them suckers, ain't no letting them slide. Y'all, y'all, let me break the flow in. Brand new funk, ain't no going through the motions. Back in the saddle, I'm shake, rattle, and rolling. You hear them snakes rattle, they even travel with brodies. Y'all, let me break the flow in. Brand new funk, ain't no going through the motions. Back in the saddle, I'm shake, rattle, and rolling. You can hear them snakes rattle, they even travel with brodies. Y'all, y'all,
yeah.
Y'all, y'all,
I think I'm warmed up now. Rapper, they don't play me in the clubs. I ain't trying to make the people dance. I'd rather write a verse that will give my people chance. Progress, process, pro romance. Yada yada, like you're reading out of fiction novels. FIFA bottles like the ones with the nipples on it. Copycats, copy tracks, and do the same shit on it. Serve it up like it's more than a TV dinner. What they say, chicken, chicken, everybody winners. Making money, everybody grinners. Inners, the sinners, the art stripped of its innocence. I'm tired of making sense. I should be making dollars, but making dollars usually mean you ain't making sense. A million dreams where the fishes be. Yo, understand the game is vicious, B. It takes time to see what I can see. That this real life monopoly. Rap niggas property. Happy to pass go. You don't do business properly. Get that 200 feeling like nobody's stopping me. They probably missed all the metaphors. They too busy watching ass shaking on the floor.
Y'all, y'all, let me break the flow in. Brand new funk, ain't no going through the motions. Back in the saddle, I'm shake, rattle, and rolling. You hear them snakes rattle, they even travel with brodies. Y'all, let me break the flow in. Brand new funk, ain't no going through the motions. Back in the saddle, I'm shake, rattle, and rolling. You can hear them snakes rattle, they even travel with brodies. Y'all, y'all. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. beneficial with you in the long run. Brothers be on the corners acting stupid, getting lifted. They life is twisted, and most of them are quite gifted. In other words, they got talent, but they rather sell cracks and bust gats and run the streets acting violent. So them, it's all about hitting skins and making some easy green. Now that's all they show you on a TV screen. All they care about is a buck, a bust, and a sweet nut. They don't give a because they street struck. You better listen when L rhymes. Peeps are still in the game, selling cane. If that's what you gotta do to maintain, go ahead and do your thing. But with the cash profit, make an investment. And try not to go to the grave like the rest went. Cause you could be rich with crazy loot, own a house and 9 cars. What good is that if you're dead or behind bars? And yo, it's not even funny. I seen a lot of my peers give up their careers for some fast money. They could have been boxers, ball players, or rap singers. Instead, they bank robbers and crack slingers. And yo, they used to be legit kids. Now they corrupt, they had dreams, but gave them up cause they street struck. You better listen to L. Robbins, be a street struck to get you nothing for the wall of the jail time. So pay attention to L. Robbins, be a street struck to get you nothing for the wall of the jail time. You better listen to L. Robbins, be a street struck to get you nothing for the wall of the jail time. So pay attention to L. Robbins, be a street struck to get you nothing for the wall of the jail time. I still chill with my peeps in the streets, but most of the time I'm in the crib writing rhymes to some dope beats, or either calling up some freaks to bone. But word up, I try to leave the streets alone. But it's crazy hard getting, in other words, it's spooky. The streets be calling me like the crack be calling Boogie. It ain't a dumb joke, listen to the show, focus where I'm from. You can choke from the gun smoke. Stay off the